What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to MLS Box to Box on Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Oh. There's, don't get there. There, yes.
Severus Snape.
Oh, okay.
And I said Severus Snape.
And welcome to a very special MLS Box to Box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got some breaking news. Well, not breaking news. By the time you hear this, it's not breaking probably, but it's big news, huge news. Just when you think it's going so well in Montreal, it's been a good start to the season. Some really good results. Teams playing nice football under the new coach. And then the Athletic reports this afternoon that Mathieu Chouinard is, if not demanding a trade, asking for a trade after contract negotiations seem to have gone awry, Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
How big a bombshell is this?
It's a massive bombshell because on the one hand, he is the keystone, I think, of this rebuild or new philosophy under Courtois. He's the heartbeat of the team. I forgot to check his stats for this year, but they've played 9 games. I'd be surprised if he hasn't played every single minute, save for maybe being substituted off once, if I'm recalling correctly. The previous season, he was deployed as wingback. He was deployed in different areas of the midfield, kind of your Swiss Army knife, versatility praised. But then they're like, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. But I think he's truly found his spot, and the team is heavily reliant upon him. And that pairing in there with he and Piet kind of are the driving force of this team on both sides of the ball. And then the other side of it is I saw JF Teotonio, who is a reporter for La Presse here in Montreal, to say, and he says that Chouinard signed an extension on his contract in 2022 until the end of 24 with an option year for 25. Sounded like he played very ominous music there. Yeah. It was ill-timed, but yeah, I still appreciate it.
He was gonging you.
It's actually perfect.
You're done. Oh, yeah. You're done.
I'd spoken for too long.
No. No, yeah. Huge bombshell. Now, here's my question, though, is so the trade deadline came and went on the 23rd with an MLS until the summer window opens. When was this request made? Was it made during that, or is it literally coming down now? And if so, why now?
Yeah, it's all very interesting. So, like, to go back to what I was just saying before the 20 sound effects started, you're going to do like the footsteps after?
Awooga!
Is that he's technically on contract for another year and a half. You know, why is this public now? You kind of this guy who's pointed to as the homegrown kid playing for his boyhood club, right? And we recently, Ollie Brett and I, on CF Montreal 3 Questions had Victor Wanyama on. Not a salty Victor Wanyama, but clearly a Victor Wanyama who is displeased with the current situation. Not much has changed. He's not seen very many minutes this year, but his contract was renegotiated. So there's money on the table potentially for Chouinard. And so we need to know more information. I mean, obviously we're not going to get behind that door into the negotiating room. But, you know, why can Chouinard, if he wants a salary bump, this is what this is about, why can he not claim some of that money that Wanyama, if he leaves in the summer, if he leaves at the end of the year, that he's going to leave available to the club? Why can it not be distributed to a Mathieu Chouinard, who is so integral to this team?
At the same time, you sign a contract, you should be held to that contract, surely.
Yeah.
Especially in a cap world. When, yeah, you might be getting a bargain from a player, and good for you for negotiating a good contract with that player, but the player should be bound by it, in my opinion. Unless there's just so much cap space available and this guy's so important, then you want to reward him. But I'm not sure how it works. Can you do that? Can you? So I guess you can renegotiate within a contract.
No, you can't. They don't have to.
They can do if they choose to, but they're not bound to that, right?
Okay, so what does it say, though, when with you two, in your experience covering footy and soccer in Canada and North America, what's it say when a player is so public about this trade? It's almost, in my opinion, it's almost like, get me the F out. It's almost like he's buying his own ticket off the train.
It depends who's leaking it, right? Because it's a reporter with the story, his source.
Yeah, but someone's leaking it.
Someone's leaking it from either. Yeah, but it could also be from the club side as well, potentially, right?
I don't think so. What's the play there?
This doesn't look good on the club in my mind.
Well, even more, what's the play? Like, what's the play to say, oh, he's talking about more money? That would immediately get him to leave anyway. So, or wanting to leave or not play or whatever his bargaining tool and his chip will be. So leverage wise, you give up a lot if you're the team, if you're the club. Whereas as a player, it's a fait accompli, right? It's Saint Laurent. It's fait accompli, meaning like they are put in a position now. They're cornered, CF Montreal, because he did go public.
And unless there's no way that his ask is so high that they're saying, we can't do this. So we've got to start preparing people for this guy's departure because we're going to trade him and we're going to look bad. If we put out there that his, and listen, we're just we don't know the answer here, right? Dubs will be digging away at the story. I know she will. Mm-hmm. And we'll get the truth. Get the truth by Friday's footy prime, right?
But his numbers, Dubs, were great. I saw he was like top 10 in the league at his position, how they were ranking his position. And I was like, wow, this guy's really doing well. Plus his brother scored the other day for Forge. So that made me happy too.
20-year power. No, he's a machine in there in terms of the amount of ground that he covers, the key passes that he makes. He's not necessarily providing that decisive assist, but he's making a key pass in the buildup, the way that they're progressing the play, which is overwhelmingly the style that we expected to see under Courtois and that they're deploying at home. If you've listened to CF Montreal, three questions, we've talked about this. They've applied a more pragmatic approach on the road in order to get more points. They kind of sit back, they give away the ball willingly and then try to catch you on the break. But he's been an absolute star for them. You've seen it kind of happening in front of your eyes. And then he's gotten the caps with the national team as well. So perhaps when he signed this extension, all this wasn't really happening. I mean, I just mean the eyeballs on him and the nod from the national team. And so maybe it is coming from him. It's all speculative at this point. But perhaps he's unhappy with the terms of the contract when he signed it. But then to Sharms's point, he kind of has to live with that. But Tom Bogert, who breaks the story, I mean, he's well plugged in, to MLS. So I think it's pretty accurate.
I just hate it when players under contract demand moves. Like, you are under contract. You signed that deal. You didn't have to. And also what concerns me with him is he's got a couple of caps for Canada, I believe. He's definitely on the radar of whoever the new coach is for a really exciting summer. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be losing minutes or playing time by falling out with your club now. Now, I don't think Montreal can afford to, say, bench him right now for this. I don't think. It'd take a very strong manager to do that, a player of Chouinard's ilk. That's such an important cog, like I said, in that attack. So I just don't know. Is this smart?
Yeah, and the other thing is, has this ever worked out for a player who... And I'm not saying they don't get what they want, but for that season, I'll give you an example in another sport. Vince Carter demanded a trade from the Toronto Raptors. Until he was actually traded, he sat. Like, he didn't play matches, didn't play games what are they going to do with Choignard if he's bringing this trade me attitude to practice, trade me attitude to matches?
You got to hope that he's a professional.
Yeah, but even at a professional level, tapped out. Yeah.
Yeah, because overwhelmingly he is. He's demonstrated he is, stand-up guy and is a professional and says the right things and is a good soldier for the club and has done that over the course of the year. So this doesn't really align with it, but perhaps he's just had enough.
Yeah,
well, maybe agent we'll, too, right?
We'll talk about too. This on Friday.
Yes, it could be an agent move, yeah.
We'll talk on Friday about this, how it might affect his teammates too and his standing within that locker room when a player does this. I know you got to go, Dubs. It's a very short box-to-box this week, but it's a big story, an important story. I'm glad we did it. And next time we speak to you, we'll have more information because Dubs is, like right now, has literally got a shovel and he's digging to find more information. And Jimmy Brennan's calling me right now.
Oh, he's probably saying, hey, what are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, did you hear the news? That's one, yeah, probably. He's connected to CF Montreal.
No, Jimmy. He wants to talk about Messi watch and the 65,000 people that showed up in New England to watch and cheer on Messi. That's what he wanted. Because the Messi watch is real. Just so
he's pretty good. He's going to start smashing records. He's got 16 goal contributions already, I believe. It's insane. He's missed three quarters of the games. Anyway, we got to go, right? Dubs, we promised you 6:15, and it's actually 16 minutes past six. So this has been Box to Box. Make sure you listen to – you can still listen to Montreal 3 Questions.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of dated now. But it's still worth listening to Victor Wanyama.
It's an evergreen interview with Victor Wanyama. Please tune in.
Well, I want to get his thoughts on Choignard's situation, right? You didn't ask him, did you?
No, sure didn't.
No. Yeah, see? Yeah, should be clairvoyant. Anyway, you look lovely. You've dressed up for this. You too, Wonger. Hair looks great.
Thanks, pal.
We'll see you next time. Cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
And we're done.
That was good. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah. Are you going out, Dubs?
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime, the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/Footy Prime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things Footy. Thanks so much for listening and back to the show. Show.